From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Florida voters go to the polls tomorrow. Florida is the last state to vote before Super Tuesday next week.
And today there's big news for Barack Obama's campaign. The most important voices in the first family of Democratic politics, the Kennedys, are endorsing the Illinois senator. Writing in the New York Times yesterday, Carolyn Kennedy compares him to her father, the late John F. Kennedy. And in Washington today, her uncle, Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts, adds his endorsement. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, welcome back to the show. And how is this going to matter for the campaigns?
It's already begun to matter for the campaigns, Alex. To have them both come out in this fashion after the big win in South Carolina had the effect of saying that the loyalty of certain elements of the Democratic establishment, who had been more or less assumed to still be in the Bill and Hillary Clinton camp, was being transferred. And there is a tremendous potential, and I emphasize potential, impact from that. It could have enormous value in helping Senator Obama counter all the accusations that he is not prepared enough, that he is not experienced enough, and that he would not be able to be president on day one.
And because Senator Kennedy, certainly he's been in public life now for more than 40 years, and he's saying, hey, the guy looks good enough to me.
Yes. I mean, here's someone who is the second longest serving Democratic senator in history. This is someone who cannot be lightly swept aside as just having been caught up in an emotional moment. And the Clintons really, as we all know, fought against this.
Here's a clip of Senator Kennedy speaking today.
Every time I've been asked over the past year who I would support in the Democratic primary, my answer has always been the same. I'll support the candidate who inspires me, who inspires all of us, who can lift our vision and summon our hopes and renew our belief that our country's best days are still to come.
That's Senator Kennedy speaking at the endorsement in Washington. Ron, you mentioned the effort of the Clintons to get the senator to stay neutral. I read about that in the papers today. I also read that Senator Kennedy was angry at President Bill Clinton and the way he's been campaigning on behalf of his wife. He's angry enough, I guess, to talk to the New York Times and the Washington Post about it. I mean, this is just coming out.
It has been deeply disturbing to a lot of Democrats who had been big Bill Clinton supporters. And I would emphasize here, particularly among many African Americans, it's been a big deal for them the way the Clintons turned on Barack Obama after losing the Iowa caucuses. Now, let me give you an example. On Saturday, when the results were coming in from South Carolina, Bill Clinton was asked a question by a reporter on another subject, and he came back with this answer. You know, Jesse Jackson won in South Carolina in 1984 and in 1988. Now, what was he trying to say? He was trying to say that in 1984 and 1988, Jesse Jackson, who went nowhere in the long run as far as getting the nomination, was able to win South Carolina, clearly because it's a state where there's a very strong black voting population. And that means it's a black thing. It may not really matter all that much in the long run. He was shrugging it off, and he was shrugging it off in terms, I don't think anyone could fail to find racial in their nature.
Let's get to the Republicans in Florida, because it's turned into a very close race there between Senator McCain and Governor Romney, with Mayor Giuliani, I think, hoping to hang on and demonstrate that he's still got a place there. We're going to hear a little bit more about that later, but what's your take?
This race appears to be a 30-30 race, with everyone else trailing far behind. 30% for McCain, 27% for Romney, and Rudy Giuliani, believe it or not, barely clinging to a position in the teens at 13, ahead of Mike Huckabee at 11%. So it's become a two-man race. We know that in Florida, hundreds of thousands of Republicans have already cast their ballots. They have a very liberal program for mailing in your ballot or voting early at certain designated places. So it may be that the results that have already been cast have already decided this race.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, thank you. We'll speak again.
Thank you, Alex.